I'm Jasmine Anderson. You guys are locked into another great interview, JTV Podcast, Journey to Victory. I have a talented, creative, very inspiring person here with me and sensational singer, R&B artist, you guys. Jaheim is here. How you doing, Jaheim?
Thank you. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. It's so good to have you guys. The braids, I'm so used to seeing braids. The braids are gone, and we're at a vegan spot right now, so I know that you're vegan, right? Yes.
You know what? I don't like to promote the word vegan.
Okay, what would you say?
I mean, it is what it is, I guess, huh? I just don't eat animals.
Okay. I mean, it's vegan, but I just
feel like when we claim, oh, you're a vegan, you're in the new clan.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Right. You're like, let's not put a title on it. I just don't eat animals.
We don't eat animals anymore.
Okay. No, that's good. Hey, that's really good. So on this podcast, we talk about just your journey to victory, you know, to success, mm-hmm. and just what you've learned, what advice that you have and things like that, that can help benefit the youth or just people who tune in to, you know, make it to where you have. So what advice would you just give to the youth, you know, about just making it in the business?
What advice would I give to the youth or anyone that's trying to make it in the business?
Yes.
If you're in the business, or if you're thinking about coming in the business, you mean, or that's in the business already, or just,
I mean,
have no direction yet.
Yes, have no direction yet, or maybe there's
making the approach.
Yeah, they want to make it to the level that you have made it to.
Are they in the business yet?
They're probably not in the business yet.
So I would give these people the direction of learning. It's like kind of going to school before you really get into it.
Uh-huh.
And you just critique yourself on different levels and angles of it. And you get some levitation out of it eventually. I mean, I would say read a book all about the music industry and know what you want to do. If it's writing, mm-hmm. understand what writing and publishing is. If it's,
because you've accomplished a lot, like you have so many hits. Like I was just listening back to back, especially Fabulous. That is one of my songs that you have, you know, especially when you're down and out. Right. Like I know I can, you know, not H-E, like when you spell it out, keep your head up. And then all of that, like I really love the lyrics in there and just how you got so many records. I mean,
Fabulous was a great song. How that record came about, it was because of an argument, me and a best friend.
Wow.
It was literally like, so what? My mother did this, charge that shit to the game.
Wow.
No. That's how the argument came up. And I always believed that no matter how troublesome your problems may have been and are, you can outcome anything. And that's basically what that song was about.
Yeah.
So just keep your head up. No matter what anybody say or do, just, you know, curve that and just keep your head up.
No, and you definitely did that, especially just for how you had, like, teenagers and youth singing in the background. Like, you guys, I'm going to have to play a little bit on the podcast because that is literally my song. I love that. When I heard it, I was like, oh, my gosh, that brings back so many memories because I was, of course, younger than I am now.
Shout out to KG for Naughty by Nature, because that was definitely a production idea.
That was beautiful.
I was just doing my job.
Look at you. I was there in a moment of greatness, okay? That's really awesome. And then, I can go on and on about your hits and just your music. Like, it's really inspiring, and especially the anthems that you have. What would you say is one of your favorites in the songs that you've put out?
I would honestly, I am not saying this just to do any promotion or promo, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
But I always believe the current situation is always the greatest situation.
Okay.
Because if you're not current, then you're currentless.
Sure. You're like, look, that just came. That just came right then and there.
And then it's like, you know, if you're trying to do something else, then you got to run those two concurrent.
Uh-huh.
You know? So it's like, I just believe that whatever you're doing is the now. And the now is the Christmas record I have out now. It's really a beautiful record.
Yes. I love the cover.
Right. Thank you.
It looks really nice. The cover looks really nice.
But you know what? I honestly had a lot of fun on this. It was just a talk. We was like, man, let's do a Christmas record. And it started January last year. And we didn't start working on it until August. Maybe October.
Okay.
October. Mm-hmm. I started recording in October. Wow. And I finished it 2 weeks. Remastered and everything in another 2 weeks. So it was really done. But we didn't promote it like it was a promotional thing, because it was just something that we was just going to give to the people. Just put it out.
Just putting some music out there
right.
for them.
And there it is.
Wow. So you guys need to check that out.
A really chill Christmas.
A really chill Christmas. Right. Definitely. And then just you. Like, I know you have a lot going on and things like that. What are some things we can expect this year from you or look forward to?
This year, I'm looking forward to putting out a double CD. I say a double CD, but really it's more like a four-album CD.
Wow.
For those that don't know, when you an album is really 9 songs to 45 minutes. So, you know, sometimes we give them 11 songs, we give them a bonus. Mm-hmm. But now it's more like 11 songs with a bonus. So, you know, because everyone wants to have enough meat on their... You know,
yes.
To give the people something like that first record I had was 21 IDs. It was a big record.
Yes.
And 21 years. I ain't been around that long yet.
We're speaking it into existence, yeah. Right? 21 plus.
from that, yeah. You know what? I was about 21 years old.
Wow. When first came up in 2000. Or you came out before 2000.
I think it was 2001. It was kind of released.
I think
like,
you put your first CD out in 2000. It was 2000. Well, you know better than me, so let
it was
me two, be
it was
well.
Like two. It was like single, then album.
Oh, okay.
So it was like 2000. We came out with singles or whatever. Then the album dropped 2001. So it was kind of like November-ish, December-ish, January came. So it was, you know.
That's true.
And that's when they dropped the album.
And that was Ghetto.
Ghetto Love.
Yeah, and I love you, man. I love that you stayed so humble through everything, you know, that you've came through, and you just made it where it's okay to be myself, it's okay where I came from, that I'm gonna still be me,
right.
You know, and I think that's what you even put in your music. And
what is this?
Oh, you guys, the lady brought him some tea. Some tea and some soup.
Miso soup.
Yes, some miso soup. We're at a restaurant right now. But yes, I really admire that about your music and just you talking about, especially with that one song, With a Woman's Worth.
What's a woman's worth?
Like that you better put that woman first.
Oh, put that woman first.
Yeah, like basically like don't mess over the woman, you know? So that was, man, that probably woke a lot of brothers up with that song.
When I kind of gravitated to the factor that we always catered to women and just making everything about women, because really it's all about y'all. Y'all make the world go round.
Aw, you like how to put that music out there.
Men, we don't buy records. I mean, unless the ones that sing and, you know, we rap or we do something musically, and we got to cater to music, so we support it. But a lot of people bootleg the music, and just like we used to when we was young, we used to copy the tapes and
that's
know.
True we did used to or record the videos when they came on and all of that.
This look kind of good.
Download the music. Yes, you guys, his food came out.
I'm gonna have to give y'all a picture of this.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have some pictures of the food. She's bringing it out while we're doing the interview, and definitely it'll make you go vegan, you guys. It'll be but yes, your music, and You've really been. I'm just happy to see that you're still on it. You know that you're still putting music out. That you're still here.
I'm happy too, but I'm gonna be honest with you. After 14 plus years in my career, approaching my 15th hour, I realized this is a really hard business, and I also realized that I have been very, 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 very. I cannot stop saying very.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very successful. And to not see that and overstand yeah. you can lose it all because it's so easy. And you see people, they die all the time because of drugs, alcohol, et cetera, because we don't feel appreciated.
True.
So we have to appreciate, you know, the multitude of where we started and where we kind of like stopped and looked at everything and said, yes. you know, this can't be it. It got to be something greater than this. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And you're like, no, we're here. In it.
Right. And the people, after all this time, still know what they want. You know, you can try to confuse people. You can try to create the new wave. But, you know, I say it all the time, man. Ja going to be here.
Like, Ja is here.
Ja is here to stay.
Oh, Ja. And it's so good to see you so here. Oh, my goodness.
I love all the talent, too, not to discredit nothing out there. I love all the talent out there. You know, what's the new song? Dun, 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 dun. What's the names again? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Maybe the listeners know. I can't. Dun, 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 dun. Oh.
It's, what's the...
I feel bad because I don't even know by the tune.
French Montana song.
Unforgettable? Yeah. I do like that song.
Like the artist. Like, see, I'm different.
You like, I listen to, you know.
I like real music. When they came out, the first record they came out, they just reminded me of myself when I first came out. Mm-hmm. It was just something new.
True.
And that's what music is. You're going to get something new. And, you know, it's how you apply it to your life. But, you know, that's the new music that I kind of like, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. You like, I still listen to, you know, what the people put out there. You do. You have to listen. So what would you say, like, being in the business and everything, what is, like, the main thing that you feel like you've learned, like, that you could share?
The main thing that I've learned that you're never done growing.
Wow.
When you thought you knew it all, you could always learn something new. That's so true, though.
That is true.
It's so true.
And that's definitely some good wisdom as well, some knowledge. You know, like you can never, you're always growing. Be open to growing and learning daily. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. You have to be.
When you think it's over, you realize life is just beginning.
Wow.
So...
As long as you're breathing.
As long as you're breathing. Right.
That is true.
Clarification. That's all you need.
Oh, Jaheim is giving you guys some gems right there. You got to keep putting, you know, just keep going for what you want and learn. If somebody lets you know or tries to give you advice, listen to it. You know, you might not have to listen and do what they say, but at least listen and hear what they're saying. See, okay, will this help me or will this hurt me? You know, and then make a decision based on that. But
it also applies to the one that's giving the knowledge too.
True.
Because when I give knowledge, I always got to think about the things that I've done wrong and how did I correct them. Then I also always got to remind myself that I'm not perfect. I'm not this image that everyone paints me to be. I got my flaws. I do things and.
We don't see them.
I can't say I'm a sinner. Like, we all, I guess they train us to say we sinners, but I don't look at it like I'm a sinner. I didn't sin until I started hanging with the wrong people.
Wow.
But when I got rid of those people, my life just went in another direction. Not to say in a negative way when you say get rid of those people.
Yeah.
It's just like naturally.
You learn some things.
You just transition naturally into the path that you were chosen to be at. And everybody else were pretty much on their path. You know?
No, I totally agree. And I think you've done so well with that. And just, man, been very admirable. And your music, like I was listening to all your gems today. All of your music today. And I mean, it wasn't one song that I just didn't like.
You look too young to be knowing that much music.
No, I really do.
That's a lot of music.
I think I'm like an old soul. Like my grandparents, I mean, especially my grandpa has every album, like from the, music wise, he has everything. Yes. Wow. He has every, and it's those old, I can't even think of what they're called right now, but what's the big, you know, before we got CDs and stuff, I can't even think of what it's called right now. Vinyls, yes. He has millions of vinyls. Like, you would think this is a shop if you go in his studio. You would think he was, like, selling them to people. Like, it's so many just music fanatics. So
that's what we need to go back to, vinyls.
We do. And it's beautiful to see. It's like a feel of music is different. Now it's just all, you know, cell phones and iPods computers taking over.
We're even starting to sound like machines now.
That's true. Everybody's like trained a certain way or doing certain things.
Like, that's like cool now. That's the new cool. But you know, it is. I ain't gonna lie to you. When I'm in a studio and they even play with that stuff, I'm like, oh shit, what is that? I'll be like, yo, please take that off, y'all.
Please take it off.
Like, serious. I'll be so serious though, but because to me,
it takes away.
It takes it's a distortion to the clarity.
No, I agree.
I'm gonna use the word clarification. To the clarification of what music is supposed to be, it distorts the image.
Yeah.
And you can buy into foolishness and believe that foolishness is just good. And
especially millennials. I totally agree. Especially
millennials. No disrespect to anyone that believes. I think it's a vice versa when I say no disrespect too, because it's a disrespect to the people like us that take it serious.
True.
And that really, you know, when, you know, it's, I can't really go too deep in it because
you like, look, we're not gonna do all of that, but you just saying, like, right, we do gotta get back to that. And
we,
I think,
get back to the real,
the clarity of a voice and stuff. Like, I totally get what you're saying.
But if you're a rapper and you feel like, you know, if I add this little flavor to it, because when I heard Luther did something like that, or they did that to his vocal, I don't know if he did it, but it sounded kind of cool.
Like how they use a lot of people who have passed away, their voice still in music.
Right.
And they'll put a little, you know, a little spin on it and things like that. So I agree.
I don't think Luther would have approved that, though.
No, right, just listening to Luther, you good. Just clear out voice. The clarity, like, please don't take away from his voice.
But he probably did, though. He probably did. But when I was explaining, when I record, and if I was to hear that, I could immediately hear that something is wrong with my sound. And they try to trick me.
They try to trick me. Like, yeah, no, something's off.
You got to take that off. I know now. I know what it is now. The future is here.
That's awesome. So, like, in your career so far, I know you work with so many people. Is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet that you want to work with?
Oh, man. I like to start at the top. I want to work with all the greats, from Rhino Izzy.
Wow.
Because Rhino is like the king, the secret king that the youth don't respect, because they don't really respect me. They don't really know any better. But no disrespect to them, they'll learn.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, the more they sit around, they'll learn. But Rhino is really like the man on the throne right now. There's no more great singers, like great, great, greats. You know what I mean? Like, he's like the last of the last of the last.
Wow.
And then we have the Al Greens, you know what I mean? The gospel singers.
Ooh, yes.
They always would be great, though, you know. But it's my job to keep fighting, to keep coming, and to keep making great music, and to keep challenging people to do the same. Because if we keep bowing down and distorting our music to degrade ourselves or to do something that's just not giving us energy, or teaching someone in some type of light, you know?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're like, we gotta keep that.
Gotta keep it real.
Okay, well, before you go, you got any advice for all the listeners out there just in your journey to victory, just some top three things that you would say they need to stick to?
The top three things I would say you have to stick to is, number one, your mind, body, and soul just have to be at one.
Okay.
And with that being said, you have to eat right.
you
have to live right. And you have to definitely listen to the right music too, because that distortion starts with anything that, you know, because music is like it's a frequency. So if I'm listening to some music in the car now and it's,
yeah,
I I gotta be careful because I might leave out there and be, you know, that, energy, that energy is in me.
That's true. It might pop off on somebody.
And this is why you go to clubs and you see people pop off and fights and all kinds. The energy is like, you know,
yeah,
why you look at me or why you, you know, that type of thing. So I would say, one, your mind, body, and soul. You gotta eat right.
Yeah.
Foods are energy, you know.
That's true.
So watch the energy you keep around you.
You're right.
So those, I would say all in one, that's mind, body, and soul, man. And just live life the way you see it.
Oh.
You know, to the fullest.
To the fullest, you guys. You guys are locked right here to JTV's podcast. That was Jaheim with that beautiful message and that interview. Make sure you guys comment below and subscribe.
That new Christmas song.
Yes, please get it.
So everybody in the family out there, look, this is one of those albums, like when you ride down the street and you still see people with their Christmas lights on.
Yeah, my tree is still up.
Two, three months later, they still, you know, I'm still running down the street singing Jingle Bells, Jingle. I didn't do that song, though. It's not on the record.
Yeah.
But I was just singing it. I was like, man, this just feel like Christmas.
Yeah. So make sure you guys please go purchase that CD. I'll have that as well.
You can only get it online, though. Just till next year, I believe, we're gonna release it to where the public can just go to the stores and get it. But right now, we're making it to where...
It's exclusive right now. Okay. Right. Make sure you guys go support and follow him at Jaheim Official.
Official Jaheim.
Official Jaheim, okay.
Only account, Official Jaheim. No official dot, no Jaheim dot, official whatever. It's just Official Jaheim. And it's a blue check on Instagram
check.
And Twitter. And you can find me, Jaheim, on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure you guys go follow and keep updated with him and all that.
Also, stay tuned. I'm coming up with my website. It's actually in the making. It's being made right now, and I should be... By the time I get home, it should be ready.
Okay. Right. Up and running. Yes, because we're live. You guys were in Houston, Texas. So make sure you guys please subscribe and go follow Jaheim. He's doing an awesome job. And go... I know I'm listening to all of his music tonight. Everything's about to be on play. So everything. So make sure you guys listen, subscribe, comment, and let me know just what you got out of this interview. All right, you guys are about to get locked into JTV. We're out.